Coffee tap.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I just realized I put no makeup on this morning.
I did it on purpose because we're going to the pool tonight. And I didn't want makeup on.
Oh, yeah. My makeup was in my car because I freshened it up before my interview thing yesterday.
Is it going to melt?
And I forgot.
The reality is
I think it's on my desk. Yeah. I meant to put it on. It just have been busy.
That's fair. It's book club day, which is nacho night.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's fine. So if I don't have any eyelashes.
that's the only thing is I don't have eyelashes.
I wonder if the giant eyelash trend is ever going to go away.
The eyelashes and the eyebrows are getting out of control.
You know,
I was just at the vision place and he told me I have to wash. I mean, I don't have fake eyelashes. He told me I have to wash my eyelashes at night because they catch stuff
in it. Yeah. Would probably irritate your stuff.
But the weirdest thing is when I went to the eye doctor, and I've heard now this is a thing that because you think, you know, as you get older, everything gets worse.
Yeah.
My one eye got better.
Mine did last time I did it too. Isn't that crazy?
They said your eyeball gets smaller or something.
Oh,
well, I think too, the technology that they're using to test the eyeballs is getting so much better. Like before there was a lot of like doctor feel to it, like human.
Yeah.
You know? And now it's like the machine just tells
you. It takes pictures of your eyes and whatnot. My oldest son fought with me because, you know, he's grown now. And I left the dentist last week and I called him. I said, hey, when's the last time you've been to the dentist or the eye doctor? He's like, it's been a few years. I said, okay, I'm going to make you appointments. He's like, no, I'm just too lazy. I'm okay. Your appointments are at these times.
For Nick?
For Nick, yeah.
Why would you make him appointments?
Because he wasn't going. And his...
How old is Nick?
24. And his fiance and I were together wedding dress shopping. And she said, he keeps sitting closer to the TV and he swears nothing's wrong. And so she was like, could you like get involved kind of, you know? And I'm like, girl, I got you. So... he went to his appointment on Monday and she texted me. She's like, did you hear the news? And I'm like, no. She's like, he's got glasses.
Oh my goodness.
And we just giggled because, you know, we're going to mother him together now. That's what we're going to do.
My husband was so ridiculous. He got shot in the eye when he was a kid. And then when we first started living together, he got metal in his eye. And so he has a rust ring. Though. So he's supposed to go to the eye doctor at least annually because he's got issues.
Oh,
he hasn't been in so many years. So I'm like, well, I'm going to make an appointment for Estelle, our daughter. And he goes, maybe you could make one for me too. And then I'll go, we can all go together.
I'm like, family trip to the eye doctor.
My mom said her, I'm like, is something wrong with his eyelash? It was like,
well, they're like straight out
out because he burned it.
Yeah, he burned them off.
I'm like, you need to curl that. He's like, stay away from my eyeballs.
And at the party, he was running away from us because we were threatening to curl his eyelashes. He does. They're like really long and they go straight
They're
down.
Super long, but it's almost like a different texture now.
Yeah.
Like, because it got burned.
Yeah. Why do guys have longer eyelashes
like
than girls?
They like, I don't know. Dee here has the
longest,
most beautiful, luscious lashes.
I can't even remember. He did that a
so
long
does
time.
Dallas. Yeah. Like, he's got really nice.
Yeah. I have super, super long eyelashes, but they're blonde, so you can't tell unless I put mascara on.
Mine are really long. Like, they'd hit my glasses.
Yeah, they hit my glasses.
If I don't have mascara on every day, I feel like I'm missing a piece of, like, my face.
I don't wear makeup often, so.
Every day.
I try to wear mascara sometimes.
It is what it is. I wear it. I feel like for me personally, like if you put foundation on, first of all, I've got melasma, so it evens stuff out. Yeah. But I feel like it protects my face. Like my face gets less broken out and stuff.
Especially if you wear one with sunscreen, it's really
and
good
it's
for
got
you
sunscreen,
too, right?
For sure.
I put lotion on after the shower.
I'm so proud of you. That's a step in the right
that
direction.
That is great.
I always have a hard time because I always give people skincare gifts. And then it turns out that I don't actually really know anybody who loves skincare as much as I love skincare. And then I'm always so crestfallen, like, oh, you're not going to use that?
I think
so
it's just too much. Like, there's, like, I only want to spend, like, 3 minutes on my face in the morning and night. So
I could spend all the time.
Yeah.
Like, keep this face.
Yeah, but what did they tell you? Too many products.
The one lady did tell me I needed to back off on some of the acids I put on my face. And I did-ish.
But the best thing that one of my facialists gave me for people who are more my age probably is she told me to add vitamin C. She said even if it's not expensive, like topical vitamin C, she says the BLT of skincare, brighten, lighten, and tone.
I was like, BLT, yum. Tell me
BLT, bright and late and tone. I'm like, oh, I need that.
That's nice. So good. I'm
so glad you have Patty. Especially in California. I don't know if you get more sun over there or not, but I imagine you would. So that would make sense.
But no, twice a day. Yeah. Oh, twice a day. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Morning and night.
I guess morning and night. Yeah. But no makeup? You don't wear makeup Patty?
Guys should see my counter with all my skincare. I have so much that I'm always just like trying to give more away because I'm like, oh.
I have a lot on my counter, but then I like have my favorites that I use. Yeah. And then I fall in love with something. I fell in love with this one, and it's pretty costly, but I was able to get it at a good price.
Oh, that oil.
But then I feel like my body stopped making oil. So I don't know.
I can put this out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So Moses, I have a permanent floater in my eye that looks like a sideways spider. Call it Boris.
I call it Boris. Boris the spider by the Who.
I'm going to go listen to the song after this, Mo.
A sideways spider. Do people stare at it? I wonder if people are like.
Or probably you're the only person who can see it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
There was that golfer on the PGA Tour that all of a sudden started getting floaters. And so he has to wear like sunglasses all the time or something. But it's weird because they said that they think they can stop him from getting more, but they can't make them go away.
Oh, crazy.
And so it was like a PSA, like, hey, if you see any floaters, go to the eye doctor immediately.
Yeah. Which is Patty said, no makeup, but
I never go out.
Yeah.
I never wear makeup. Okay.
No, well, and luckily, yeah, one of my friends, I'll say in college, I saw her at nighttime in our dorm, and I was like, oh, are you okay? Are you crying? Are you upset? And she's like, no, Lori, I'm fine. I'm like, no, really? Like, what's wrong? Are you okay? And she's like, Lori, I'm fine. And I'm like, are you sure you're okay? And she's like, I just don't have makeup on. This is what I look like without makeup.
That's what happens to me.
And I was like, oh, okay.
No. You don't. No, because we've been on vacation with you and see you in the morning and stuff when you don't have makeup on.
Yeah. I mean, you do your eyes always so pretty. Your eyes always look pretty, but you're like, very beautiful without makeup too.
Yeah.
Well, Logan told me a couple years ago that I looked like I was still living in my era of the early 2000s because I did the full eyeliner around.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to be like Alice Cooper.
Your under has lightened up quite a bit. I do like it better.
I do brown and I don't do all the way around because I used to do full, you know, and then because you kind of get really like conscious, like, you know, sometimes you see somebody who's stuck in their decade, right?
Yeah.
They look like they're always from the 80s or always from an
American. I wear my blue eyeshadow proudly.
Right? I don't want to be that. I don't want to, you know, be stuck in my decade. Although the early 2000s where eye makeup was super fun, except for the white eye makeup all the way around. And now I see like it comes back and I'll see like a video. And so some people will do white eyeliner underneath. Like there's a guy on Fox News who I can tell is wearing white eyeliner because it erases the red. Do tan. Okay.
Can you put some of the comments up? Because I can't see.
I
think Mo said only he can see it.
Yeah. Only he can. It's Maureen,
most people
right?
When
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. Yeah.
Oh, Maureen. I can see it.
It happens to most people when you get older.
Right. Yeah. When I looked you up to do your order, I believe that's what it was.
Yeah. Maureen. Only do makeup when you're on the stage. Okay.
When I'm on stage.
We need to learn more about what you do.
Yeah, what do you do on stage?
It's something very interesting. You know?
Or do we want to know?
The singing. Singing, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, it's a scandalous? Is this your stage name?
You never know what we do at night, guys. For us, it's floating in the pool and eating nachos tonight.
Yes.
But, you know, Jen, one of our good commenters on here, she messaged me the other day with a book and a new author. And she's not a new author. It's me I'd never heard of called like Elisa Scottoline or something. Okay. So I read one of the books.
Familiar.
Yeah. And I think I'll put it for our next
book
club.
Okay. What was our book club this?
I thought so.
Our book club, this one was, I think.
And what do you sing? Inquiring minds want to know.
The chorus, remember?
Yeah.
We were just at Washington, D.C., right?
Yeah.
You were doing the chorus thing for 4th of July, wasn't that?
Oh, yeah.
Right, you were in Washington.
Yeah. I don't know. We learned lots of really interesting things.
I think you weren't here. You weren't here for the conversation.
Oh, yeah,
when
that's true.
This is not ringing a bell to me.
No.
Now I'm curious.
You were in Scotland when we were talking about this, because it was 4th of July.
I tried to sing. I actually tried out for a singing group in college.
Do you know this? Yeah. Did you make
it? I was going to sing at a Christian college, I'm Your Venus. That was my jam. I was going
to yes, rock voices. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You missed this whole thing.
Okay, rock voices. Does that mean that you can, like, you know, pull off some, like, Ozzy, like, some, you know.
Well, I went to, like, a Prince thing, and they sang Prince, and then they sang different headlines.
It was, like, a cover band, right?
I don't wear makeup, Bill.
No. Morning,
but
Bill.
I do sing in the shower. I sing when people don't like it.
That's funny.
Patty, I gave her like a karaoke microphone before because she walks around singing. So I'm like, she's just being in her car, just jamming away.
But you know what makes me sad about it is that it's solo by yourself. So like, I need to sing along with like the radio, but it doesn't let me do that.
Holy moly.
But my nieces loved it.
So many rock voices.
You're singing Venus this time? Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went into acting instead. Or I mean, I tried out for acting and never acted before. And I tried out for acting.
Did you not make the chorus though?
I did never had to try out because I made the acting.
Oh,
one.
Okay.
What's going on with Massachusetts? So there's so many shows in Massachusetts.
Were rock voices?
New York, New Hampshire, New Jersey,
we're gonna check this out.
What kind of songs do they sing, or is it like
rock
cover songs?
I would assume.
Welcome to the Rock Voices.
Mm. Also, I don't know if you guys care about Ozzy Osbourne passing away, but that was
no
super sad.
Audition adult
sings
choir.
Only rock music, healing ourselves and others through song.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I like.
So
that.
You can just join.
You don't have to read music.
Hello, Samantha.
I loved our. I will say I loved our choir because. We did this.
Video kill the radio star. That's a good one.
We had to, you know, do me, so me, do.
Like you had to sing like this?
No, we, like that's how we learn songs is like you do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Yeah.
So then it'd be like do, mi, la, do, mi, fa, da, da, da.
And
we'd have to do whatever the choir instructor said. But then we learned a new song. She would do her little signs for that. And it really did help me.
Oh, interesting.
Learn music.
Well, I can't sing worth anything. Yeah. But
yeah, Ozzy broke my heart. But
I know that
he
was
did
so
that
sad.
Awesome concert on July 5th.
I know.
In the UK.
Unmedicated.
And it was abs. What was it?
He did it unmedicated.
Which is crazy.
Too.
I'm
right?
so happy yeah, for yeah. him. I mean, to just feel that love before is pretty cool.
But you guys, that concert was like the greatest of all time. Like, I watched like
did
most
you
of it.
Did you? I didn't watch.
I mean,
watched pieces.
We named my son after Lane Staley from Alice in Chains. Obviously, he's passed away, but Alice in Chains was there. Metallica, Tool.
Okay.
Like everybody you want to see was there, and it was like
that's pretty
amazing.
Cool. That's
Youngblood,
cool.
which I don't know if you guys know who he is, but he's like kind of hot, in a greasy way. So
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, he looks like a gangster from like the 50s.
Okay.
You know. Yeah.
Ozzy. Okay.
You saw Ozzy back in the 80s.
I bet he was amazing as long as the whole bat thing did.
Well, and I'm going to say, so like we were watching the concert and my husband said, this is just really sad because he's not projecting like he used to. So then he found a concert of him from the 70s and like, you know, going off on War Pigs. And like that was like, you know.
Yeah, just a great voice.
Yeah.
Amazing voice.
Okay,
sure.
So what is this?
Oh, yeah. So we're trying food from
Scotland.
I
brought some food back from Scotland.
Yes.
And I haven't yet tried it. So this was like all the rage, I guess.
So Lori already told us, though, that the biscuits that they have there made for Sad, or because they're cookies, right? And
well,
they're just
biscuits
sweet.
Are cookies. Nothing was sweet. And it was all made with oat.
Have you guys ever seen
really
the
weird.
Videos of the British schoolboys who try American food?
Yeah, they can't believe how
they bring
really
me joy.
Or sometimes they hate it.
Yeah. They're like, what is this?
When it
this
takes
is American.
A minute.
Like, so they try
oh, these
sweet
are
tea
individual.
And
I'm trying to, no wonder. These are like individually wrapped.
Okay.
So these are caramel. I don't know if everyone's, maybe these aren't just a Scottish
Tunnocks?
Brand. I have no idea. Tunnocks,
well,
real milk, chocolate, caramel
made,
wafer biscuits.
They're made in Ireland.
Mine say made by, in Scotland. Made by Teatonic Ltd. in Uddingston, Scotland.
Mine's
where did yours say Ireland?
Right there.
It sure does.
More than Ireland. 7 million of these biscuits made and sold every week. Mine says Glasgow.
Mine
the first
Dublin.
Ingredient is caramel,
oh, Dublin, Ireland.
Oh. Interesting.
So I have
a
no
cool,
idea.
Dry place.
Oh, there's two different things.
Oh, it's chocolate.
In the EU, it's in Ireland, and
oh, okay.
The UK, maybe it's, I have no idea.
So it looks like Oh, it's like a wafer. Like one of the wafers that are dipped in chocolate.
7 million.
Kind of like a fat Kit Kat.
Well, they look like a Kit Kat bar.
Those ones.
Yeah. The strawberry ones.
Yeah.
The Charleston Chews?
No, the strawberry wafers. The wafers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
Oh, I thought they were Kit Kat.
Chewier than I thought they'd be. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's not sweet.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh, I mean, it's too sweet.
I like it.
It's a very interesting texture.
It's like super, super sweet.
I just expected it to be.
It's like those wafers, but with hay in it.
No, it's. It's like if they got left out and hydrated.
They taste stale in the middle. Like they're not as crystal. Like when we get the wafers here, we get them crisp, right?
Yeah.
I think
there's caramel in it.
Yeah, I think that the caramel makes them not crisp, and we're expecting crisp in the middle. I mean, I'd finish this. It's not bad.
How many calories?
Caramel is 50%. So that's probably why it's not crisp, because it's more like a caramel.
Oh, well, I mean, anything that I have to think about whether I like it or not.
Well, it's 448 calories.
For one bar?
Mm-hmm. Per biscuit.
They're, how many?
Well, actually, I don't know.
Is that per energy?
Biscuit? Actually, look, no, 562 calories per biscuit.
Oh my gosh, everybody's like, our faces are saying yuck.
Well, it says energy. Look at what it says, energy.
Yeah, they do.
Well, energy means calories. Yeah.
I like energy better.
But they also
I just ate 525 energies.
That 200.8 grams of carbs.
That can't be to calories.
It's got 1.1 grams of protein.
Well, if it's 50% caramel.
If it's got protein, I can eat it. No.
448 calories per 100 grams. Is a bar 100 grams? Mm-hmm. Let's look and see. I mean, I give it like a 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Personally. They're 30 grams, so it's 3 bars.
Oh, okay.
Equals that many. So they're like 130, 140
a bar.
Yeah,
that makes more sense.
That makes more sense. Okay.
That brings me a little more joy.
And still the original size and each biscuit. Don't you love that? But I love that they're called biscuits. Mm-hmm. Cookies are called biscuits.
So when the British schoolboys had American biscuits, they're like, what is this? This is not even a biscuit. This is insane.
Yeah.
And they liked them, and then they added gravy to it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, holy mother, what is this? And then they add deep fried chicken to it. Like,
I've heard
that their food is super bland.
Yeah. Well, they do like beans on toast.
In England.
Oh, in England. Mm-hmm. In Scotland, their food was good. They had nice spices, like the Scottish eggs they had. It was really nice. Mm-hmm. But nothing is spicy. Like, I don't like spicy food, but people who like spicy food weren't very happy with their choices.
Now, I've never tried this, but the thing I can't get behind is like the full English breakfast that has like beans on toast and like tomatoes. And
a lot of people have those.
Yeah, like a full fry thing, you know.
That was one of our.
Can't be that good if no one finishes the bottom.
Well, we also know too that this is like R&D, right? So like when we're coming up with new recipes, which we did yesterday, by the way. You can't drink or eat all of it or you're going to be buzzing. So yesterday
if it were good, I would eat the whole thing. Yeah, let's be honest. True. Because also, I would have called it my breakfast
bar. When you
said
it was 500 calories, I was like, no.
Put it down.
I already ate 300 calories.
Yesterday we did Red Bull recipes and that was like, take a little sip so you were not just vibrating.
What did Will say my name while I walked by or something? I was like, nope.
Absolutely not doing it. Yeah.
No. I really don't like Red Bull though. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not drinking a bunch of energy drinks.
Yeah, their peach one was pretty good.
Their peach one's good.
What was funny was they have a Juneberry flavor, and to taste it plain, it tastes like Dimetap, like grape Dimetap, like the cough syrup.
Dimetap,
thank you. And Hallie here said that when she worked retail, that was the number one selling flavor. So I've got to take another look at that and see if I can make it work. But it definitely wasn't to my taste profile.
Sure.
So.
And then I got these super cute. They're so cute. They're in little egg cartons. Our tour guide was just raving about these. And so I wanted to get one. And she had me go back and get a different one because it didn't have the Scottish bird on it.
Oh.
She was very, very.
Is it like the brand it has to have the Scottish bird?
Well, they had different birds, and this was the Scottish bird, where the other ones were regular birds that we might have.
Okay.
So I guess this bird was reintroduced to Britain in the 19th century. The secretive bird has survived in what remains of our native pine forest, mainly in Scotland. The male capercaillie has a prolonged croaking sound, song that accelerates rapidly, followed by cork popping sound and hissing and gurgling noises thereafter.
That's going to be
maybe that's why they got rid of them. Because it looks like it was annoying.
It looks like terrifying. A chicken.
It looks the chocolate detective. So they're capercaillie eggs.
We're going to have to like Google what the noises that they actually make. Oh, so those are remember something you get
whales. They look like little milk.
They look like quail eggs.
They look like whoppers.
They look like whoppers, like egg whoppers.
Yeah.
These are salted caramel ganache.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you seen all the videos of people who get quail eggs from like the grocery store and hatch them?
No.
What?
Yeah, like.
Because you can buy them at Costco.
60% of them hatch.
In China, we had pigeon eggs.
Oh, no.
They didn't tell me until later what they were. They were delicious, actually.
Interesting.
But
okay. That's pretty good.
Mm. Okay, these are good.
It's like nice and squishy and caramely in the middle.
I don't even know who they're by, though. Who's the manufacturer of this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Made in France.
Mm. It's like a really fudgy brownie. Mm-hmm. The caramel.
Those are good.
Mm-hmm. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're like $1 a thing or euro a thing.
France and packed in England.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are good. The chocolate detective, I guess.
Really good.
Mm. So if you're in France or England, these are a yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like how they do their calories. Because it's per 100 grams always. But then the weight is 150 grams.
Right. And we're not like gram people here, right?
But no. I do love that they call it energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that to my doctor from now. I ate 1,600 energies today. Mm-hmm.
Mo says no Red Bull or energy drinks for me. I like my caffeine naturally from coffee. Agreed. Mm-hmm. So there's a girl here that said that her doctor told her she was drinking 5 energy drinks a day, and her doctor told her no. And she said it actually messed up her metabolism, and she can't gain weight now. Which I'm like, that sounds like I should be doing that then.
Well, let's do that for a year.
I might get a stroke, but sure. You know?
No, it's so bad for you. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of stress.
Everything
on
in moderation,
your body.
Right? You know,
except coffee, because 5 or 6 cups is the sweet spot.
But remember, the article said unsweetened, right?
Right.
Well, that was just that one article. I'm not listening to that one.
Yeah.
I'll put sugar in my coffee. I'll put a little bit of cream, but I don't need sugar.
I do my protein shake with it.
Sweetened out already.
Yeah, that
this was
like
called
a lot.
Something.
Those were just open.
These were called. They're called. What were they called though? Something
it wasn't like
weird.
Toddy or something, was it? Or
it's a weird. It's a weird.
I don't even know if we can put this up, but it's funny.
Do it. Yeah,
I'm gonna do it anyway.
Fair. Does somebody have their own scale by chance?
I was just, I remember going on our first canoe trip, and my husband told me we had 5 little kids, and we put them in daycare. We were going on this canoe trip, and he said, honey, I have to tell you that some people might be partaking. And I was horrified. Are you kidding me? People are going to be.
You are so naive.
So naive. And by the end of the thing, I was eating my sub. I was going with the flow. It was awesome.
That's
very fun.
Funny.
But yeah,
okay, so we don't remember what these are, but these look like
I can't remember
bricks of wax.
They're called something they specifically.
Hey, you know what? Did you get any Scottish shortbread?
Yes, from Aldi. They gave a Scottish shortbread from
Aldi.
Was
it good?
It was their favorite one. It was from Aldi. I've had it before. I didn't think it was great, but people were like, they stopped at Aldi for people to get this shortbread because they loved it so much.
How did you not take pictures inside the Aldi for me to see? You know, I
love
Aldi.
I can't even
like break it off.
The Aldi was just normal. I mean, we went to a grocery store every day.
Oh, you're eating more?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't remember. I just
it's really hard.
It's not like Crystal or.
Interesting.
It's called. This is like super popular there,
it's
and
probably hard
and I thought it would be like toffee. I thought it'd be like toffee.
This
it's
looks
not.
Like sweetened condensed
and
milk
it's not.
That has been like dried.
That's what it tastes like. I mean, they're all raving about it needing it, but
it's not good. Mm. Need a quail egg chaser?
Maybe.
That's
gross, huh?
Pure sugar.
And it's, but it's not sugar in a good way either.
Even though I didn't mm-mm. eat it.
Yeah, I'll do another of these. These were good. Yeah. Yeah.
But they're cookies made out of oats, which is not a cookie.
Yeah, no. Okay, but I do like a good, like, oatmeal cookie, you know? Mm. Not the same?
Oatmeal cookies have sugar.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
Moses, that face says it all.
I just shake my hand.
So I tried it a couple of days ago, that one. I didn't try anything else because we didn't open it. And it was disgusting.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, the eggs are the clear winner.
The eggs are delicious. Mm-hmm. The caramel wafer thing.
I will be Googling later the sound that that bird makes. Because if I heard a bird make that noise, I'd be like, oh my God, are you dying?
Yeah, that's crazy what it says. Like, we have to Google that. What does a sound like, a capercaillie sound like?
We have three little chicks right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. They're so noisy. I love it. They just toot, 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 toot all day. Chirp, chirp, chirp,
chirp, chirp. Oh, man.
Capercaillie?
One's getting really noisy, though, and I'm slightly worried it's a rooster.
Uh-oh. Because then you have to get rid of it, right?
Yeah, we will get rid of it.
Okay, let's see if it will do it. Go. Oh.
It does sound like a cork popping. Weird.
Whoa. It sounds like it's like possessed. Okay.
All right. Prolonged croaking, followed by a cork popping, and then hissing and gurgling. That's pretty accurate.
It sounds like some noises my husband makes.
My coffee is ready. Yay. Mm-hmm.
We have.
Oh, which kind of coffee is it? Mm-hmm. I need some more coffee.
We have blueberry and vanilla macadamia nut mixed.
Yeah.
And it was very good.
It was very good.
I liked it a lot. And I love blueberry cobbler, but the vanilla macadamia nut in it was good. Why was it mixed?
Probably she didn't have quite enough to make it all.
Bit of make. It left. Okay. So we just mixed it.
But we had butter pecan fudge yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That was so good.
So good.
So what is that in reference to?
Exactly. Probably the noise of the bird.
I mean, if you heard that,
I don't know if they could think it was a bird.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think it was a bird.
No. So have you guys heard that thing where people will say, like, would you rather, I don't know, they do something crazy before you would let somebody look at your browser history? Like, I'd rather throw myself in front of a moving truck before I let somebody look at my browser history. So a lot of people on the internet have been saying, like, they would rather do that than have people look at their browser history. And I was thinking this morning, because I'm listening to this book, Set in Space, okay? And so I had to Google this morning at, like, 7:15 a.m., how many people have died in space? How many bodies are floating in space? That was my exact Google search. Do you guys want to guess? How many 15. How many people have died in space?
15.
And how many people are still there?
15 and... six are still there.
Okay. Britt, any guesses?
I feel like it's probably closer to like 70 and all 70 are still there. Okay. Well, not all 70 because you bring dead people home. So maybe like 60 people.
If you can get them back, right? Because if we watch the movies, they just like float off.
Well, if you die in the spaceship.
You just like
if you die in the ship or on a tether, they get you back, right? But maybe 70 and 60.
The answer is that there are no bodies floating in space. Only three people have died in space in 1971. And their bodies came home, and they actually died on re-entry because there was some kind of like their cabin depressurized.
Sure.
And so they actually died of asphyxiation, and they had hemorrhaging in their brain because they had too much lactic acid in their blood.
I feel like other countries wouldn't really tell people.
So it would happen in Russia or to Russian astronauts, and they didn't release their cause of death for 2 years.
Yeah.
And America was getting ready to go into space. This is all, again, this morning at 7:15, right? Like, I had to do a whole deep dive about this. They were getting ready to go into prolonged space, and these guys had been up there for a while, so they were worried because Russia didn't release their cause of death right away, that the prolonged time in space was what made them die. And because they didn't share that, they were really worried. They're getting ready to send these guys up for like 2 months. And they're like, oh, what if this is why?
Yeah.
And then they had just theorized that it was like something toxic that they had inhaled, but it was really like coming back down. And somebody told them beforehand, you need to like do this valve before you, you know, do this. And they didn't listen to that because the valve takes a full minute and they lost consciousness before them. Okay. So no bodies in space.
Okay.
Even though we've seen that in the movies.
That they admit to.
All bodies, and when they you know, went to the thing to knock to open them, no response back, because I think you're supposed to knock on it. And they said it was a very quiet trip back to the earth, and it's because they were all dead.
So that's crazy.
1971.
That is crazy.
There's your little bit of random knowledge.
Well, this morning, I was learning Japanese.
Really?
Yes. Kasukna.
Did you skip Paris to go to Japan?
I'm going to do Japan first.
So what year are you doing Japan? Next year?
Yeah.
Nice.
May.
I like this for you. So, for your birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that when the cherry blossoms are up?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's the brink of it. Okay. So we might get to see the cherry blossoms.
It's the busiest time of the year because of cherry blossoms.
But that's why we're going on tour, because then they have to figure all that out, not me. Yeah. So.
But okay, did you book the place with the crazy sleeping arrangements?
No.
Tell them about the sleeping arrangements.
Well, there was like a normal place with Hiltons and stuff, which I got the first price on. And then I'm like, oh, there's one that's half price.
Yeah.
Half of that price. And then I started looking at it. You're like in pods in the wall. All of you.
Yeah.
Like 20 some of you all together. Mm-hmm. And then there was one with little beds next to each other. One was like just mats on the ground. And then there was an even cheaper one that I didn't even look at because it was all hostels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is 20 people in a room. Mm-hmm. But see, same with these pods. I'm like, I'm too old for that. I can't do this pod thing. So
we're living in the future because she's in California.
Oh, that's funny.
Bill says the places our minds take us to. It is.
I'm like, I would share my browser history because somebody would be so bored. Well, why do you think about
this? My problem with my browser history would be that you would think that I'm murdering someone because I'm always looking at morbid facts and things like.
I think people are random stuff, though, because that's kind of the morbid curiosity, you know what I mean, of stuff is like, oh, I wonder.
Right.
Like, I mean, mine was obviously how many people have gotten killed by chickens. The answer is three.
I don't want to know. Right?
I wanted to know because actually my friend who is actually a therapist told me we need to get to the bottom of this chicken thing, Lori. Like, what are you afraid of? And I said, I'm afraid that they're going to kill me. And so then I said, I should probably Google how many people get killed by chickens. And the answer is three people have been killed by chickens because of their those things.
So by roosters, not even hens.
Yeah. It was those fighting.
Do more people die from chickens and sharks?
No. No,
but sharks are like really low.
And just so you know, nobody's gotten killed by squirrels except for by rabies. Because I went through the animals at that point to see.
Okay, now we've got to Google what animal kills the most people every year.
Less scared of them.
I am less scared of them because they're not probably going to kill me. Like I'm pretty logical. So if the crow won't eat my eyes, if the
crow will definitely eat your eyes.
The squirrel won't get caught in my hair.
It's weird because I said what animal, and they said the mosquito causes.
Oh, with Lyme disease.
Yeah, for malaria, dengue fever, West Nile virus, and Zika virus. Zika, yeah. So sharks was the very lowest, and then hippopotamuses.
I'm guessing hippos. Somebody just guessed hippos.
Yes, hippos. Hippos are up there. 500 deaths per year. Crocodiles.
Dogs are probably pretty high.
Probably
ducks
are not
on the list. Spiders or snakes.
So it looks like crocodiles, hippos, tigers, bees, leopards, wolves, sharks are the very lowest. Sharks are 4 per year.
And so let's do that list. And here's what I'm scared of. Squirrels, birds.
Chickens are delicious when they're honey fried.
No.
Another list puts tapeworms at the top, followed by crocodile, hippopotamus, elephant, lion, wolf, shark.
In Scotland, we went in
snake
places and they weren't airproofed or they weren't whatever. So there were birds living in them and they were swooping at my head. Not awesome.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Chickens are delicious. Yeah,
that's yes, funny. Chickens are delicious.
My street kitty is here for breakfast. I'm afraid of loose chickens or birds too. Yeah.
Oh, see, it's not just me. No. Like, Key West is like a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
And they let them just run around in the restaurant.
And they're protected too.
And I put my feet up on the table because I am that person.
Can you even look up your Google search history? Is that like
and a squirrels? I did climb on a table before because there were squirrels everywhere. Terrified of mice. Oh yeah.
Well, I hit Google, like it's everything that I search comes up, you know, so it's kind of like that stuff. And then I can manage history.
I want to like know my actual Google search history, but not my history.
Well, like during 2020, when
how do you do it? Just look
my
up
son's
your
coach
thing?
Disappeared. He was on the water.
Oh, delete last 15 minutes. There's an emergency. Yeah. There's an emergency one just in case. Oh, my husband's going to look at it. Delete my last 15 minutes. Delete. Oh, that should be called the Coldplay button right there.
Oh, hey, I don't know if this is true or not, but he's supposedly suing Coldplay for invasion of privacy. If that's true.
How do I even go to my Google?
You messed up. I just click on this and it tells me everything that I searched.
What does a Cabrera Legoland ticket deals to Tsunami Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah. Weather.
Mm-hmm. I did some real deep searches.
Oh, a serial killer in Linden, Michigan.
Oh, is there one?
There was. Yeah, they killed. But I don't know what defines a serial killer because I was a little confused. But no, they killed
three bodies
people,
or more, right?
Right. And buried him in Oakwood Cemetery in Fenton.
Oh, really?
But I thought he got him on that curve right by Linden, but he killed four people.
I was going to say, how many do you have to kill?
I thought it was four people. And then, so I guess he's a serial killer. I mean, I just thought it maybe would be more than that.
Didn't you think?
To be classified that?
I feel like more than two.
Do you? Okay. I thought it'd be like... I don't know.
But I also...
Like 10.
Like more than two incidents, I guess. Like
a serial killer is 3 or more people.
Yeah, if you killed like 12 people in one incident, I don't consider that a serial killer.
Yeah, it was 2 people, 2 incidents. Or 2 and 2. 4 people total.
Yeah, that would be a serial killer.
So I looked up a while ago who's killed the most people, like serial killer-wise. And I thought it'd be like a lot of the people we had here. Because like the 70s were like really prolific for serial killers for us, right? Yeah. No, dude, it was like people killed like massive amounts of people. What's crazy.
Are we going to get banned for saying that word so many times?
Okay. Unalived.
It's fine.
The people in, what's crazy is like their laws. Okay. So like they might have a 30-year max for some of these offenders. They'd have to let them out. So some of these people got released. Whereas we have like life without parole, you know,
so
the death sentence
in other countries.
Oh, so yes. they're like when I, at the time I read this, they were literally getting ready to let out somebody who had like did horrific stuff. And
that's
I'd have to
crazy.
Like look into
okay.
it more.
I'm hiding your comment until I put it up. Mom,
okay.
So that they can't see it. Okay. So here it is.
Michael Ross. Tell us more about Michael Ross.
That's wild. That would be crazy.
Why would they ban us for talking about it, though? Because they do all kinds of, like, podcasts about, you know, unalived and stuff.
But maybe they don't say those words. I don't know.
I don't think we'll get banned. They just say, like, I know you can't monetize. Not that we monetize anyway.
Yeah.
But you can't do that. So
how old
that's
were you?
Crazy.
I need to know more about this.
I'm watching the documentary right now about the Gilgo Beach killer in New York. He was the one who took girls and killed
maybe
them.
We can take a quantum leap back to a conversation about coffee.
Okay, but do you want to talk about the show Quantum Leap? Because we can do that too. I got you. We used
do
to
we
watch
have
that
any
show.
Exciting coffee news?
Yes.
We are coming out with some.
But Friday is a big day for us.
Friday's our birthday.
Friday is like the biggest day, guys.
Yay!
Our birthday sale starts Friday.
Yep.
And then obviously we have fun stuff planned all month.
Yeah.
August is a good month.
New flavors coming, and we were hoping for August, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, we decided because with everything in September, one of our vendors, you know, went from a 4-week lead time to an 8-week lead time without telling us, which is always
a pleasure and a joy.
Well, they went to an 8-week lead time and they're still taking 12 weeks.
I know.
So.
They're taking,
But then this too.
Oh, yeah. That's tomorrow.
Of Unalive.
Right.
I love that shirt.
I think it's super cute.
You need to have your pre-orders. There's the Coffee and Murder shirt. There's a Thanksgiving shirt. And then there's a Christmas shirt.
Yeah. And super soft. We only buy super soft ones if you've ever bought them before. We're picky about softness.
Yeah. And they're short sleeve, long sleeve, and sweatshirts.
Those Christmas sweatshirts. Is it the same brand from last year? Because I love mine. And I wore it way past Christmas.
Especially if you need a small or a 2XL or a 3XL, this is a great time to get them because we typically don't buy a lot of them. Smalls, 2XLs or 3XLs to keep on the shelf.
I'd be medium and large and XL probably.
Yeah, we go through a lot more of those. So if you are in those sizes.
Too many sales. That's the hard part too. When I was scheduling these, Deborah, I was like, oh my gosh, like,
oh, it's how do you choose? So much to keep track
of. So much.
And the answer is you don't. You just let your credit card take over. Go blackout for
drink more coffee.
August. Yeah.
Kind of like I did in Scotland.
We're going to have to come up with
ship
something
those
like
souvenirs home
next year.
Yeah, we've already been talking about it.
Like, I kind of think we need to do like birthday flavors for the month.
We could
something.
Do that.
Like
we did that at really 40th, special. I think.
Yeah.
Well, and our 40th birthday, too, we also did our, what was it, Spirit Week, where we dressed
that's
up every
what
day.
That's we're going to totally do that again. Yeah. For our employees here, we had, like, Spirit Week, like high school.
Yeah.
So it was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Twin Day.
Yeah. 80s Day.
80s Day. Oh,
Superhero
sure.
Day.
80s. And then we had treats and games all throughout the week. And then whoever participated got chances to be in the Price is Right Showcase showdown at the end.
Yeah.
And
there's some nice prizes.
If you think of any cool sales or something, though, that you want to see next year for our 50th, we're open to ideas.
And I think, and I've got to write a book, so.
Oh, yeah.
I better start getting working on that.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah.
So I've just got to
It'd be cool, too, if we could, like, maybe separate some of our customers who have over 100 orders or something and send it to them.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
You
know?
Yeah.
That
I
would
was
be
talking
nice.
To Joanne about it the other day at the party, and she was like, you know, I started Coffee Beanery when I was 33 years old. And because she was telling me how old she is now, and I'm like, no, you're not. You've been 62 in my mind for the last 20 years. I know.
It is crazy. I know she sent us a video yesterday and it seemed like it wasn't that long ago. And I looked, it was 12 years old, the video.
Man.
It's just crazy how things have changed in 12 years. I mean, how young you kids were and now you're so integral and not, you
and
know.
Grown with children.
Yeah.
Grown.
I feel like we've grown into our positions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were talking. I did an interview yesterday. It was funny. Some of the questions that they were asking me. But I wish I would have had them ahead of time. I don't like that when I don't have time to think on it.
Because then you think
it.
Later, I wish
well,
I said
yeah,
this.
Yeah, because I was like, well, what would you say to someone that you were going to mentor or something?
I wish we could.
And then this morning, it was like, oh, I know what I would have said.
Yeah.
But it's just in that moment, you're just...
Deborah says 50% off.
Maybe.
So there goes all the profit.
Yeah, I don't think I think we lose money.
You could do a flash sale for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, but if we did something where only the top whatever people.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could figure something out.
VIP
and maybe
only.
Limit it.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can win like a
50%
off.
That's what I'm thinking. Like when.
Oh,
like
don't
a lottery.
Don't forget that we've got scratch-off cards all month long, too.
Oh, yeah.
We don't talk about that enough.
Scratch-off card.
Every order.
But I have a serious question because this is a very split on this topic. I have been seeing some brands, and they call people if they're one of their best customers. And they call them because I think I would like it if somebody called me.
Yeah.
If I was a great customer and really asked me why I buy it or my opinion or whatever. And usually... I would think it was pretty cool that someone took the time out to call me. Britton says she would stop buying from that company immediately.
Yeah, I said if a company ever called me on the phone to talk to me, I would never, because I'd be so scared they're going to call me again.
Especially if they, like, I mean, of course, in the state of Michigan,
even
you have to let somebody
nice
know you're recording them beforehand.
Phone call. No,
well,
we
don't
record people, but I just don't want
to. They do record them, but they ask them their permission to share
it.
Like, you could ask their permission.
Yeah.
But yeah, Britton would never, and it is, like, you don't want to talk to anyone. You want to buy your insurance online. You want to do everything. And I think Patty's in the middle.
I don't answer the phone for anyone if I don't know your phone number, though. But my personal, like, my phone here is a company phone, and it rings through Coffee Beanery. I don't know if you guys' phones do or not, but mine says Coffee Beanery in the caller ID. So like people.
Well, but I feel like I would leave a message if they didn't answer because I don't answer people I don't know either.
Email. Yeah,
an email. Because we already do like, you know, our rewards and stuff. So
yeah. I don't know. At a certain level, you get like a handwritten letter from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
Yeah. We love to hear feedback, though, so absolutely.
Oh, no. I don't call family and friends. I just text them.
So texting.
I'll tell you what,
if
though.
If I got a call, I would probably hang up on them thinking
it was spam. Yeah, I think you'd have to get to the point right away.
Okay, and let me just tell you personally. Same. Like, if my mom or dad call me, rather than text me, anybody, I'm immediately, like, paranoid. Like, oh, my God, are you okay? Is everything okay? Because if you're calling me, it means urgency. Yes. I need something right now. Stop what you're doing. Something's wrong. Yeah,
but this
wrong.
Won't be your parent calling.
I still, like, I what do you need? Even answer. What do you need? Are we okay? Is everyone all right?
I did have to go through my voicemails the other day, though, because I had so many. Just don't answer.
Well, we get so many, like, cold call vendors and stuff, too, you know?
Well, did you hear about my airport thing?
No.
So I left my phone.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear about that.
And then I asked the security guard and he was super, super kind. And I'm just like, I just need to get a phone number. If I can get a hold of somebody, I can get my sister's phone number. And he's like, okay. But nobody's answering their phone because they don't know the number. And so I'm like, can I text my husband, let him know it's me.
Yeah.
And to answer the phone.
Yeah.
Right.
And
was it his personal cell phone or something?
I would assume so. Nice. Yeah. So I texted Jason and I got a hold of Jason. I'm like, can you call my mom? Can you something?
Yeah.
And
then you got a hold of me.
Well, then I realized that the iPad that I had, I randomly took last minute, like I've never even used this thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'll bring this to Florida.
Yeah.
Just randomly. And then it had service, but because it's Jason's number or something, I couldn't call him.
Oh.
But I finally got a hold of you. And we got a hold of London. I got my phone back before my flight. But it was crazy. And it was. I'm like, oh, nobody's answering because nobody knows the number.
You get so many cold calls. I did a thing last night.
But
where
did you say it was Britain then?
You answered from the iPad. I texted you through the iPad first.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I answered it because it was a weird. I answered because I will answer if it's.
I didn't know say number spam. Well then because I had to know numbers off the top of my head. Right. So I knew Jason's mom and dad.
I know you and
Houston,
Patty and Joanne.
But Logan, your numbers changed. Branson's numbers changed. Mm-hmm. And London's, I would have been off by just like 2 digits. Mm-hmm.
So
it all worked out. But she's like, call London, just keep calling her. My phone's in her car. I'm like, okay, bye. And then I call London and I'm like, Britain's got the phone in your car. She's like, I'm just leaving home goods. So I'll go bring it back. Tell her I'll meet her wherever. Yeah. And then I'm like, I couldn't find where you called me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I called Jason because whatever. And then he's like, no. So we were talking. He's like, okay, Britain got it.
Then I could message you guys.
But that was quick thinking because horrible.
Well, I'm like, okay, your phone. Worst case, I download the Delta app on the iPad and I get on the plane and she ships me the phone home.
Yeah.
Like, not that big of a deal. I've got my problem solved.
Yeah, unless your boarding passes are on your phone.
They were. That's why I downloaded the Delta app on the iPad.
And that's why I always print them out. Just in case. Just in case my phone dies or whatever.
I knew Patty's number. And I actually think I tried to call Patty's number and she didn't answer either.
Did you really?
It's one digit away from Kevin's.
Yeah, that's the only reason I knew Patty's number.
Mo says that her real name is Maureen. And because my last name is so long, Prince Brother say it showed as Porvench.
And I was shaking so bad I couldn't even dial.
Yeah.
I like that. You like these chats.
Ooh, happy birthday, Bill.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry we missed it.
Oh, happy birthday.
Can you put it out there? I can't see it, though.
Yeah. We see an order coming from
my
address.
It was July 24th. Oh, have a good. And that is our cue, isn't it? Well, happy birthday, Bill.
Yes.
And
Mo, I thought your name was Maureen. I'm like, I looked it up and I was pretty sure.
Oh, I had a good friend in high school. Her name
we
was
like
Maureen,
though when we see
it.
Your names on packages. I'll try to write on your boxes if you guys come in our chats a lot or write a note when we include it because we appreciate you guys. And We like these chats too because it makes me feel like we know you.
Yeah.
A cell phone, flip phone.
Yeah.
Hey, I like it. I just found my little BlackBerry. It's teeny tiny.
You were obsessed with your BlackBerry.
My little red BlackBerry. I love it.
That scroll button. And when they took away the button, you were so mad.
It was half the size of a remote control.
10 years ago, they released a new BlackBerry, but it didn't.
Didn't take off. No. And it's horrible because I could have it on my my wheel and just.
I remember. Oh, I'd be like, put your phone up, we're driving. You're scaring me.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Pre-orders and birthday sale starts on Friday.
Yeah.
So
have a wonderful week.
Yes.
We'll talk to you next week, but hopefully we'll see your orders this weekend.
Yes. You guys have a great time. Thank you.
Bye.